My name is Scott Ganz. I'm one of the senior writers at Pullstring Inc., and I was the lead bot designer on the Doctor Who bot that we built in conjunction with Skype and with the BBC. So our topic is building a better bot, how Pullstring built Doctor Who. So we're going to start with a couple problems, show you how we got through them. The big problem, not really a problem, the challenge, I would say, is adapting Doctor Who into a bot. Pretty broad, I know, but every challenge we ran into stems ultimately from taking this character that people know and people love and putting it in the bot format. So the first thing that we had to do was have the right tool, and that's, you know, I don't wear this because I look good in Battleship Gray. Pullstring Author is a great IDE for building computer conversation. And I say this as someone who learned the phrase IDE about 6 months ago. I'm a screenwriter from LA, very non-technical, and just demonstrates the power of our platform that GamGam here, which is me, can build a very sophisticated bot and then deploy it to the world. So how does a screenwriter go from here to here? By using a platform that scales with your skills. Now, I'm just going to point a few things out. I'm going to be showing our interface a lot, so I just wanted to give you a little run through it. Where's my freaking laser beam? All right, doesn't work on the screen. Okay, so if you see those amber things that say Pullstring, that's a bot line. That's what we call a response. That's something your bot says. Right now, if you look at those green things, you see a yes and a no. This is brute simple. This is just to give you some idea. So that's, if we get a yes, if we get a no, and that amber guy there, fallback, that's if someone says something we don't anticipate, we can keep the conversation going. So then, as it scales with your skills, now we're getting into synonyms for yes and no, because obviously people say yes and no in lots of different ways, and we want to be able to match that elegantly. You see those things called references? That's sort of, I'm going to show how not technical I am. I'm going to call them a hyperlink, but for conversation. It's sort of a way of beaming the conversation AI from one place to another so the conversation just doesn't go fractal on you. We can keep the conversation manageable, we can keep the trees manageable, we can zip people around the content. Then get a little more complicated, and now we've got conditions, reference groups, Boolean flags, counters, animated GIFs, Skype carousel cards. So using this tool, we go from what you saw at the beginning, which is where I was about 4 years ago, to this. So let's get down into something a little more specific. Okay, so we've talked about Pullstring Author as a conversational IDE, but this is Doctor Who. So what we really need is a character IDE. So let's talk about what character means. Now, your character has a couple things going for you. You have a backstory. There's a who to you. Who are you? What are you? What do you care about? What do you know? What do you respond to? And, you know, particularly when you're Doctor Who, you've got a relationship. Now you have a story that you share with people who are talking to you. People have seen you go through 12 different faces. There's a rich backstory, and people want to talk about all kinds of stuff. Now, but a character isn't just someone who knows things, right? A character wants something. Character's afraid of something. There's something at stake for a character. And that's a story. And fortunately, in the bot world, like in TV and movies, a story is kind of essential. A story keeps your conversation moving in a direction, and it really makes your character come to life. When your character's tested by something, when there's something in their way, when they're strung out, they're freaking out about something, that's when you really see who they are. So, to have a conversation with this bot, you need to have a character for this bot, and to have a character for this bot, you need to have a story for this bot. So how do we put a character in a story in a bot? Now, the Doctor Who fans are seething because Cybermen are actually cyborgs. There's a human being in there. I'm sorry. It fit the slide. So let's talk about why this is difficult. It's hard enough putting a character in a good story. If you've ever been to a Michael Bay film, you know this is the case. What we have here, though, is a story where you only control half the conversation. And people have a backstory, they have a history and a relationship with this character that isn't going to follow your story necessarily. So here what we have is the doctor trying to keep the story going, a user going a little off-piste, asking them about something they should know. The doctor had a very interesting relationship with Rose Tyler, he should respond to that. So we segue, we talk about it, and then we get back to the story. This is a nightmare in the bot world, but we can do this. So let's talk about how we did it. We have a narrative flow. I mean, we couldn't build Doctor Who without it. So each one of these references takes you to a block of content of whatever size you want we were moving the story forward. We're listening for things that are pertinent to that part of the story. So we do that. We got story covered. We also have this thing called an interjection. Now, an interjection is a rule. It's one of these things that you match what someone says, but it's something the bot can answer anywhere in the conversation. It's because a person should be able to answer this question anywhere in a conversation without losing their place in the conversation. So here we have a couple ones, you know, talking about the weeping angels, talking about Missy, talking about her companions, all things Doctor Who should be able to respond to. So what we do is, when this kind of remark comes in, we check here, doesn't match here, we go to our interjection section, it does match. We fire off that line, then we go to that segue right there, and we segue back to the conversation and keep the story moving. We don't have to go back to the conversation. We can take you off in a whole new direction. We're only limited by the amount of content you have. Doctor Who has a universe to save, so we keep things moving. So that's how we do it. We have a rich character brain, a strong narrative flow, and when you combine those together with the right IDE, with pull string author, you can handle both pretty gracefully. So I don't know if you saw back there, we had a lot of very sort of specific understanding. We're matching a lot of stuff. And that's tough. That's tough. That's a struggle no matter where you are in the bot business. So what we have is a hybrid approach to understanding what people say to us. And that's pattern matched rules plus machine learning. So, I don't know, I came from screenwriting. So for me, you know, character, story, these are art forms. And art is very precise most of the time. But, so what happens when you go pure machine learning is, they start out slowly. Your first users, you know, you go out that big marketing push, your first users come in, they're the ones teaching the ML how to understand them, so they may not get the best experience. And if you know your Disney movies, I think you can see where this is going. After a little while, they start to expand, they start to drift, they literally expand beyond your intent. And, you know, you're not sure what associations they're making. The system's kind of a black box. So we're doing planet trivia, fictional names, logic puzzles, games, specific role-playing with characters. We need a system that doesn't associate Mars with Venus just because they're both planets, they're neighbors, and if you know your mythology, lovers. So what we do is precision rules plus pattern matching. So we got it to the point where we can discern, are you really Doctor Who from are you a real doctor? And I'll just show you quickly. This is Are You Really Doctor Who? Like, we're excluding the word we're excluding medical, things like that. And we're matching both. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is a crazy person. Anyone who worked with me will agree with you. But the thing about that kind of precision is, it pays off. So, this is Balotoni David. I don't know him. He's my best friend now. So, we built this system here where the doctor introduces himself. He says, you can call me the doctor or just doctor. Well, not just doctor, just doctor without the just. So I thought, Doctor Who fans are smart people. They're going to make jokes. So we have doctor, just doctor, doctor without the just. And then when he made that joke, he was so happy with that, he went on Twitter and told everyone how amazing the bot was. So unfortunately for people who have to work with me, it's full speed ahead to crazy town as far as I'm concerned. Now, there are times when machine learning, however, is your friend. Here's a question we ask an awful lot in Doctor Who. Will you help me out here? Are you ready to help me? Can you help me out? And this is a great place to use a machine-learned intent. The two different answers are pretty far apart. We ask it quickly. We ask it a lot, so we're going to get a lot of data. And then what we do at Pull String Author is, in addition to this, we enhance those rules, those machine-learned intents, by adding local rules. For instance, Booyah, very important. So what we can do there is take the Lewis intent, give it a little head start so it's performing well out of the gate, and then it learns over time, fills the gaps, and you have a wonderful, wonderful matching system. So that, I think, gets us to Microsoft and Skype and how both those platforms helped us out. So we talked about Lewis. You know, if you use the tool correctly, if you use it when it has the best chance for success, it can do wonders for you. And then Skype. Now, I cannot overstate how important Skype was to this. When you're talking to Doctor Who, you're not just talking to Doctor Who, you're talking to the universe of Doctor Who. Characters, the TARDIS, you're going on an adventure, And as much as I love chat, you've got to go beyond that. So here we have the TARDIS OS, which we're simulating in a card. This is an animated GIF that we use to simulate a live camera on the surface of Triton while you drive a buggy. This is your enemy for the first couple episodes. And we can separate his dialogue from the Doctor's using a card. And I can't stress enough how important it is when there's a rich experience like Doctor Who, to get as many things like this in there as you can, not just because they're cool, but because it represents the world and the character and the stakes and the story. And remember, we were talking before about the story and driving the narrative, keeping the conversation going in the right direction. The more you can add this kind of thing, the more you can really reiterate how important this is and the world that they're entering. So not all of you are making Doctor Who bots. In fact, none of you are, because I get to. So let's talk about how this affects your bots. So I would start, because I'm a writer, with language and what language means to your bot. There are some things, you know, you just hear, you can say it however, but there are always going to be things that your bot needs to understand on a very fine, very detail-oriented level. And I would encourage you to think about precision when you do that, about what things matter the most to my bot and what can I do to get that understanding right. And then, just as a tip, I think very precisely about matching, but I think a little more versatility when it comes to writing. Remember the are you a real doctor question? There's also what kind of doctor are you? Why is this rash on my neck getting bigger? So when you listen to all those things, you can write an answer for each. Or, you know, if you've got a job to do, you can start to answer with a little more versatility. So you can match precisely, but depending on how much your character cares, you can answer a little more generally and focus on the things that matter. No one to automate, no one to get your hands dirty. I think we've covered that in pretty good detail. Automation's great for certain things. Getting in there, getting precise, really matching those rules is every bit as important, and I would encourage you to look at ways to do that, particularly if you want to use pull string. This one, okay. This is a little philosophy I have in writing a bot, and I think it applies, is that I don't think about what the tool can let me do. I think about the conversation that I want to have, and then I punch and kick and scream and fuss with the tool until it does what I want it to. And it's harder, and it hurts more, and your engineers get sick of you. A couple of them are back there, and they will absolutely vouch for that statement. But really, start with a vision, start with the conversation you want to have, and just honestly fight the tool, do what it takes so that it works. Because that's the only way you're going to discover things like, hey, an animated GIF becomes like a security camera. Or I can build a game where you roleplay as an alien. You just got to start from that vision and then suffer on the way to get there. But more than anything, and you can tell this is important because I put it on its own slide. Well, sorry, I gave it its own debut slide. Is know who your bot is and what your bot wants. To thine own self be true, now it's your bot. You've got to know what your bot wants, what's important to your bot, what your bot's afraid of, what's your bot's story, how did your bot get to this situation? Because whether you're taking them through the news, the weather, customer care, purchase flows, whatever that is, it's important. It's your bot's reason for existing. It's the most important thing in your bot's life, and it's every bit as important as Doctor Who saving the universe. So think of your bot as a person who has a story and a character with a want and a need, and I don't care what you're building, it will help you. So really, all this technology is in service of this point right here, about getting your bot out of just being a machine into something organic that wants something the way you, as much as you want it to work. And that's all I've got. So, if you see this gray shirt, we got a couple people back there. We're going to be hanging out back here. We're also going to be at our booth, which is over there between the two things. We'll be happy to go into more detail. I know I went a little fast. I know a little bit on the surface, but I'm really excited to geek out with anyone who wants to talk about this stuff. Please come and talk to us. And thank you for your time.